Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition podcast, here today with my special guest, Mr. Robert Hoyt, Director of Admissions and Recruitment for the Department of Drama at NYU Tisch School of the Arts. Thank you so much, Robert, for joining us today.
No, thank you, Tim. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So this will be the first part of a special two-part episode on Tisch, because you have so much to offer there. But we always like to get to know the person before the program, of course. So if you could tell us just a little bit about you, your background, your history in theater and higher ed, and what led you to your time at NYU Tisch.
Yeah, this is why this has to be a two-part episode here. and hopefully my journey will let you all know how exciting and vast this field of theater really is. I have an undergraduate degree in theater performance, and I double majored, though, in design, because I was thinking if I couldn't play Hamlet, at least I could build the set. As I was moving throughout my acting career, though, I found myself being drawn to a lot of audience community outreach events. I found myself participating more in talkbacks and wanting to lead tours and work with high school students. So that led me to getting my master's in education with an emphasis in theater education. And then I became a high school teacher, and I also taught at the collegiate level for a while. And then about 12 years in, I decided that I needed to reconnect to this field that I was so impassioned about. So I went back to school again and received my MFA in dramaturgy at Columbia University here in New York City. And throughout my adventures, though, I had an opportunity to work with several great collaborators and theater makers. In New York City, I worked with New York Theater Workshop, The Acting Company, as well as started my own theater support organization as well. And through that, that got me back into academia, though. I ended up working for the New School at with their Department of Drama, and working in terms of professional development, helping young artists make connections within the industry, playwrights, directors, and actors. And that led me here to NYU, the Department of Drama here at Tisch School of the Arts. Mm-hmm. So yes, a very long journey, fantastic journey along the way again.
Right. Well, when you dive into a degree in theater or musical theater, you don't really know where that's going to lead you. And part of, I think, being successful in this industry is always keeping an open mind and keeping all your doors open to see which ones you walk through along the way. And I think you're a perfect example of that.
Oh, thank you. No, that's it exactly. You never know what stepping stones are going to land in your way here in this field.
Right. So at NYU Tisch, it's my understanding that there is a single degree of BFA drama and then branches off of that. Is that the correct way of sort of saying that?
It's fairly accurate. We do offer what is called a BFA in theater degree. And just so that you know, a BFA in theater degree is different than something that is more specialized. For example, a BFA in acting, or a BFA in musical theater, or a BFA in set design, for example. Again, our program is a BFA in theater degree. And what that means is we've matched a rigorous conservatory training program with a robust academic program as well. So not only are we this very rigorous professional artistic training, conservatory training program, but our students are also required to take a number of academic credits as well. Our program is divided up 50% artistic and 50% academic. And that's what sets us apart from different BFA programs. Again, we do offer the BFA in theater degree.
So once you, if you're accepted to that BFA in theater degree, there are different specializations that you can take to attach to that degree, correct?
Well, are you referring to our studio program?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Thanks for taking the lead on that one. I was trying to get it without actually saying it out loud, but go right ahead.
That's all good. Thank you, too.
So explain to us what that means, because that's something that's definitely different about NYU Tisch that we don't see at many other schools. So people hear about the studio program, Explain that for me.
Fantastic. Sure, I'd be happy to. This is one thing that makes Tisch drama truly unique, and that's what we call the studio system. Now, this total student population of Tisch drama is approximately 1,400 students, and we normally accept an incoming class of about 350 to 400 students each year. Now, to accommodate an incoming class of that size, we have what is called the studio system. Now, Tisch drama itself is divided up into 8 primary training studios. We have 6 in acting, 1 in musical theater, and 1 in production and design. Now, we also happen to have a concentration in directing that lives inside one of these acting studios. So when you're accepted to Tisch drama, you'll be placed into a primary training studio based on your artistic review. The artistic review is our fancy way of saying the audition process, because it's a lot more than that. Again, after you're accepted to Tisch drama, you'll be placed into a primary training studio based on this artistic review and your discipline of study, and you'll begin your first 2 years of training. So depending on what studio you're placed into, that'll align with the type of method that you'll be taught. So you could be placed into the musical theater program if you apply as a musical theater candidate, or you could be placed in one of our other acting training programs, again, based on what type of theater make you are. And again, a lot of this circles back to your artistic review. Mm-hmm. Now, the studio system too, what is fantastic about that is that it helps support the student when they come into the program here. What happens is the methods and the trainings that they'll receive in each specific studio will align with the type of theater maker they are. Like, let's say, for example, during your artistic review, you reveal to us that you're an actor that acts from their gut or from their heart. You'd be better off placed in this studio. If you're an actor that's more analytical, that's more intellectual driven, who does a lot more a character analysis before they start moving into the emotional life of the character, they'd be better off placed in this studio. What happens is you'll be placed into a studio that supports the type of theater maker you are, and that will provide you an opportunity to be challenged and grow and take advantage of your strengths and focus on your areas that you do need to grow in. And also they'll give you a safe environment in order for you to take risks and fail. So in terms of like our musical theater candidates though, if you are interested in musical theater, you could audition as a musical theater candidate, and you could audition as a musical theater candidate only, meaning that you only want to be considered for the musical theater studio, the new studio on Broadway. That's our musical theater studio. You can audition only for that program. You'd be a musical theater only candidate, and you'd only be considered for placement in the new studio on Broadway. Or you could also audition as an all studios candidate. You could audition as a musical theater all studios candidate, meaning that you will be considered first for placement in the new studio on Broadway. But if during your artistic review, we feel that you're not an appropriate fit for the studio at this particular time, but you are a good fit for Tisch drama, you'd be very happy to be placed into one of our acting studios. So you can see how we can go ahead and serve the students in several different ways.
Mm-hmm. So if you do audition as all studios and you're accepted, when do you find out what studio you're in?
That's a very good question. It depends a lot on your decision period, but for the most part, you will find out after you've accepted the admissions and placed your deposit. And so for our regular decision candidates, though, that'll be in early May.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you just mentioned something interesting too for your regular decision candidates. So what are your options for a timeline?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, as I mentioned, we have musical theater only and all studios. And I'm going to focus a little bit on musical theater today.
Yeah.
So if you're a musical theater only candidate and you audition during your early decision period, you will know that you'll be placed though in the musical theater studio because you asked only to be considered for that studio. So we do have 2 early decision periods though. We do have an early decision 1 application date, and that's November 1st. That's when your common application is due. And then we do have an early decision 2 period, and the due date for your common application is January 5th. Then for our regular decision candidates, the Oh, excuse me. I'm going to circle back there. I'm sorry. For early decision two, it's January 1st. That's the due date. And then for our regular decision candidates, that's January 5th. Now, you heard me mention this common application here. That's the first part of your application to NYU and to Tisch Drama. When you apply to Tisch Drama, two actions are required on your part. One is to complete the common application, and that's a fairly standard application that most institutions use. And here's where you'll go ahead and you'll upload some personal information, and you'll include things such as your grades, your transcripts, your test scores, if you choose to submit them, as well as respond to the essay prompt. And then a few days after you submit your Common App, you'll receive an email from Tisch Drama that will lead you to your own personal artistic review link. You'll click on that link. That'll take you to a website portal that you'll upload some additional personal information, as well as some information about the materials that you'll be sharing with us during your artistic review. So, for example, if you're an MT candidate, you'll list the monologues that you'll present, as well as the songs that you'll present during your artistic review. And most importantly, though, on this portal, you'll select when you want to have your artistic review. We'll have a several dates and times available during the artistic review process for you to go ahead and complete your artistic review. So you'll complete both of those, the Common Application as well as the Artistic Review Portal. The two of them come together and they'll make your full application. And again, you can apply early decision one or early decision two, or as a regular decision candidate. Then we also, though, have options available for transfer students from other institutions who want to attend NYU.
So just to clarify, because I know that this question comes up to me regularly, let's say it's a musical theater student that wants to apply for one of the early decisions, but checks the box that says they'd like to be considered for all studios. Would they not be notified as to whether or not they're in a musical theater studio until after they accept, or would they know before? That's always the big question and the big
No.
apprehension.
And thank you for asking that question though too, because this is something that we clarify often. Again, if you're an early decision candidate, an early decision MT all studios candidate, you will not find your studio placement until after acceptances go out on May 1st and after you've made your deposit. Now, one thing that's very important for all our students to understand is, though, you're not really applying to a specific studio, but you are applying to the Department of Drama here at Tisch. And what's really fantastic about the way our programming is set up, though, is that you heard me mention earlier on, in terms of studio placement, you'll begin your primary training. Your primary training is your first 2 years of study with us here. And this is where you'll go ahead and you'll get all your foundational training. So regardless of what studio you're placed into, you will get a great beginning, middle, and end foundation to your artistic training. Again, though, if you are placed in a musical theater studio, it'll be more directed towards musical theater. You will have classes that center not only in terms of acting, but also those singing and dancing as well. What will happen, though, is after your 2 years of primary training, you move into your advanced training. And this is where things really open up for our students, because since you have this foundational training in place, you can move forward in several different directions. In fact, your last 2 years with us during your advanced training, we see it more as four separate semesters because there are so many options for you to explore as part of your advanced training. So let's say that you are a musical theater candidate, musical theater all studios candidate, and you weren't placed in the musical theater studio during your first 2 years of training. As part of your advanced training, what you could do is you could audition for the new studio on Broadway, our musical theater program. You could audition, and if you're accepted, you could spend the next semester there, the next year, or the next 2 years in the new studio on Broadway if you're accepted as part of your advanced training. Let's say that you are a musical theater only candidate and you are accepted and you spend your first 2 years studying at the new studio on Broadway, musical theater. But during your first 2 years, you discover, you know what? I really want to hone my acting skills. And I really like the work that they're doing in the experimental theater wing, which is one of our other studios here. You might say to yourself, you know what? I really want to add that training to my toolkit. What you could do as part of your advanced training is you could leave the new studio on Broadway. You could audition for the experimental theater wing, for example. And if you're accepted into that studio, you could spend, again, the next semester, the next year, or the next 2 years with the experimental theater wing. That's some options that you have during your advanced training. Like, and that's just one way to go ahead and explore as part of your advanced training. In terms of advanced training, you could stay in your primary training studio. Let's say that you were placed in the musical theater studio. You could continue in the musical theater studio and use the advanced training that training method provides. Or, as I just explained, you could transfer into another studio. You could audition, and if accepted, you could transfer into another studio and add that new training to your toolkit and meet new colleagues and work with new faculty. You could study abroad. When you attend NYU, you are truly attending a global university. We have campuses in Shanghai, Abu Dhabi, Buenos Aires, Paris, London, and Madrid, just to name a few. And you could study abroad under the auspices of Tisch Drama. Let's say, for example, you could visit our campus in London and study with the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts, even if you were placed in the musical theater studio. Or you could go to our campus in Berlin and study Kurtowski, Stanislavski, or Brecht. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could also, though, take an internship. Let's say that during your first 2 years of study with us, you develop an interest in another part of this vast, extensive field. And you want to explore casting or theater producing. If being in a musical theater studio 3 days a week isn't getting you closer to your academic or artistic goals, well, an internship will help you set that up as well. So, like, a long story short is that if you really want to study musical theater, you know, 3 days a week, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m, with an hour break for lunch, mm-hmm. you know, if that's your directive goal, then, you know, by all means, you know, apply as a musical theater only candidate, okay? Mm-hmm. But also, though, too, if you want to be placed in the musical theater studio, but you also want to have the Tisch Drama experience, you want to work with acting as an art form, if you want to explore different avenues of theater, apply as a musical theater all studios candidate. Mm-hmm. So, because again, as I mentioned, you know, if you're musical theater only, you know, that's where your goal is going to be. And we'll make sure that you're considered there first and mm-hmm. only. If you want to be considered though for an all studios candidate, again, you know, we will consider you first for placement in the new studio on Broadway. But also, though, you know, if you're deemed not an appropriate fit for the studio at this particular time, that's okay. You know, I'm happy to be placed into an acting studio. One thing I want to mention, too, about our training and the program itself is that since there is such a large requirement in terms of the academics that our students have to take, one part of that is a series of electives. And here you can go ahead and find additional coursework to support your artistic training, such as stage combat, dialects, the business of the business, audition techniques. But also, you can take specific dance classes as an elective, or even private voice lessons. So if you happen to be a musical theater all studios candidate and you are placed in an acting studio, you can still get your musical theater training. You can still take advantage of the training opportunities that are available through NYU. It's just not part of your studio day. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I want to highlight, though, all of our acting studios do have musical theater components involved with them, you know, ranging anywhere from voice classes to choral singing, as well as movement classes and specific dance classes as well. For example, one of our partner studios, Stella Adler, which is this world-renowned acting studio, your first two semesters include ballet classes. So mm-hmm. even though that's an acting studio, you still will get what I call your musical theater fixes.
So Let's circle back for just a second and talk about the studios one a little bit more, because you just mentioned something interesting. You said one of our partner studios. So if you go on the NYU Tisch website, and I'm looking at it right now, you mentioned there are 8 studios. Is that correct?
Yes, there's 8 primary training studios, correct.
8 primary, okay. At the top of the website, it says there are 10 professional training studios, but then further down the page, it says you'll pick from one of these 8. So those studios, some of them are actually owned and run by NYU. Some of them are partners that are outside acting schools as well. Is that true?
That is correct. And that's what really sets our programming apart, though, is we call them our partner studios because we do partner with them. They are not only their own separate professional training programs, but they are also, though, partnered with NYU to provide their curriculum to our drama students. So let me go ahead and share some of our studios with you. As I mentioned, we have 8 primary training studios. Let's go ahead and focus on the acting studios here. So we partner with the Stella Adler Studio, the Atlantic Acting School from the Atlantic Theater Company here in New York City. Mm-hmm. We also partner with Playwrights Horizons Theater School, Playwrights Horizons, the Off-Broadway Theater Company here. And then we also partner with the Lee Strasberg Institute. And a lot of these names and programs should sound very familiar to your listeners here. In NYU itself, we have our experimental theater wing. We have the Meisner Studio. And then we have the new studio on Broadway, our musical theater studio. And again, each of these studios, though, teach a different method, or they approach the way an actor makes theater in different ways. And again, your artistic review will tell us where you'll be most successful and effectively placed based on the material you select, how you present that. And then most importantly, though, as part of the artistic review process, there's something we call the conversation. Now, this is not an interview. This is nothing that you could ever prepare yourself for. This is an opportunity for our candidates to share their enthusiasm, their passion for this field that they're about to enter, for them to actually tell us what type of theater maker they are, what type of theater maker do they want to be, what type of theater drives them wild. Again, this is their opportunity to share their passion and enthusiasm for this field that they're about to enter. You mentioned earlier, too, on our website, we have 10 studios listed. We have 2 studios here in New York, at NYU, that are advanced level only studios, though that are facilitated through the drama department here. And they're only available, again, during advanced training once our students have completed their primary training. And that's the classical studio that teaches Shakespeare, Jacobean, and Restoration Theater. And then we also, though, partner with Stone Street Studios Conservatory for Screen and Television Acting. And that's pretty self-explanatory. But again, those last 2 studios that I just highlighted, though, those are part of your advanced training. Once you finish your first 2 years of primary training, then those studios, though, are available to you as part of your advanced training. Again, there are upper level only classes available to juniors and seniors.
Great. So I think we now understand the lay of the land and how the studio program works and how that sets NYU Tisch apart from other collegiate theater programs. So let's focus today on, circle back to that MT only, musical theater only candidate. And so I've been accepted as a musical theater student at NYU Tisch. So my degree would be in BFA theater colon musical theater. Is that how it reads, or it's just BFA?
It'll be a BFA in theater. And again, that's one thing that sets our program apart, again, is that we're much more than a conservatory training program. Yes, we do have that very rigorous professional conservatory training, BFA training. And again, if you are a musical theater candidate, you'll have classes in singing, acting, dance. You'll have classes in stage combat, scene study, script analysis, all of that stuff. But it will be, though the overall degree is the BFA in theater, because there's that other very important 50%, the academic side, that our students are required to participate in.
So what does my first year look like on campus at NYU as an MT major?
Oh my gosh. In terms of your first year as a an NT candidate here, is that they'll begin with a series of foundational courses, and they're divided up though pretty much between acting, dance, and music. But your courses though within your studio day though will be specific. In terms of acting, you'll have classes that focus on contemporary scene study, classes that also though range present a range of acting exercises designed to free an actor's imagination. First year acting study coursework will provide classes in understanding acting objectives, working with tools to go ahead and bring personal life together. And since I'm talking about acting within the musical theater program too, that acting is really at the core of all of our studio work, and just as much so in the musical theater program, you know, so it is very acting centered. So again, you'll have a number of foundational courses in terms of acting though, where as an actor, you learn to actually work with the written text. Mm-hmm. Then of course, though, in terms of dance, in terms of your first year, you'll have some foundational coursework in ballet or advanced ballet, depending on any individual student's prior dance training. We'll go ahead and we'll place a student in an appropriate class during their first weeks. In addition, then students will have opportunities to work in terms of contemporary dance and developing new dance vocabularies, working with Broadway styles, urban, contemporary, popular dance, hip hop, and it'll all be centered around though developing new techniques, skills, and approaches. And then in terms of music, students will have a choral singing opportunities, classwork such as working on scenes, moving into a musical number. They'll have their private voice lessons. They'll have classes in music theory, where they'll be taught the fundamentals of music. And for students who have experience, though, in music theater, they'll have additional advanced coursework available. Again, there'll be coursework designed to prepare students to learn music quickly and understand melodies and harmonies and rhythmic relationships, and how this all impacts their own personal vocal performance and acting through music. Music also, though, there's small group music classwork, sight singing classes, there'll be vocal performance classes such as acting the song, and again, as I mentioned, the individual private voice lessons. And now to circle back though too, in terms of like working with voice, again, it is very actor centered though, so you will also have classwork in dialects. You will have voice works, working with training your voice appropriately so that it's clear and resonant and expressive. You'll learn breath control. You'll learn oral interpretation within your classwork. And then overall though, you know, the dynamics of speech and voice that any good actor needs to have. And this is just like within your first year of a musical theater training program. So, it is very full, robust, structured programming.
And on the academic side of things, what are going to be my requirements to fulfill on the academic side?
No. Thank you for bringing that up again. Now, as I mentioned earlier, our program is divided up 50% artistic, 50% academic. In terms of the academic side here at NYU and Tisch Drum, our students are also required to take a number of academic courses, and they're divided up into three categories. We have theater studies, general education, and electives. in a nutshell, theater studies is the academia of theater. Here you'll find classes such as world drama, the history of musical theater, dramatic theory and criticism, classes like that. The class list too in our theater studies program, they're extensive, and the course list is vast and extremely engaging and interesting. Our faculty that teach in our theater studies program are some of the smartest theater makers and leaders within the industry right now. In fact, our theater studies program is such an important part of the degree that we refer to it as the spine of our program. At Tisch Drama, you're also required to take a number of general education credits, and they're divided up into two categories. They're divided up into the humanities, which are your histories and your Englishes, and your sciences, which are your social sciences, life sciences, and math. Now, for your listeners out there who are thinking, I don't want to take another math class again, I mean, that's totally fine as long as you get those science requirements taken care of in a class or course load that is of interest to you. We want our students to be just as enthusiastic and energized about their general education classes as they are with their artistic training here. And then lastly, there's your electives, and these round out your time with us here at Tisch Drama. And your electives could be artistic to support your conservatory training. So here you can find additional classes in dialects, accents. You could find additional private voice lessons or instrumental classes. You could take specific dance classes. You can also, though, take other artistic classes at Tisch School of the Arts in our other departments, such as film, photography, and even recorded music. And then lastly, you could also take academic electives and use these to help achieve a double major or a minor, something totally doable while you're pursuing your BFA degree here at Tisch Drama. So
I always say possible and probable are two different things when we're talking about double majors. So how challenging is it if, let's say, a student's not coming in with any college credits or AP mm-hmm. classes or anything, how challenging is that course load for a student that wants to double major in something outside of the arts?
That's a very good question here. And I don't want to use the word challenging, but it's like you just have to be organized. And what's really great, though, is that you have an advisor to work with right from day one. So that'll make sure you're in the right place at the right time and you're moving forward, achieving your artistic and academic goals. So they'll go ahead and help you with this process here. But in terms of the degree, the BFA degree in theater requires a total of 128 credits. Now, 48 of those credits are your professional training, your conservatory training. 28 of those credits will be theater studies. Then 32 credits will be general education, and then 20 are electives. Now, when you think about this, though, let's say, for example, you are interested in a double majoring in theater and creative writing. Well, you'll have to take a number of English credits as part of your general education, correct? So you'll check some of those English classes off. They can also, though, depending on the degree, count towards, though, your double major or your minor. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. So it turns out that you can very quickly accumulate these credits to achieve a double major or a minor. One thing too, again, I mentioned that you only need 48 credits of professional training. That's basically three years, six semesters of conservatory training. So if you really want to go for a double major, you could spend your last year fully academic and get that taken care of. So what you can do is you'll have 2 years of your primary professional artistic training, and then 1 year of your advanced artistic training, and that opens things up, though, for you to have that full open year. Or you could continue with your artistic training again. That's what's so great about the program, is that there's that flexibility involved with that. Again, to talk about double majors and minors, though, more often than not, a double major or a minor will live in our College of Arts and Sciences. That's NYU's Liberal Arts College. And again, the reason why is, since you are required to take a number of general education credits and electives, you can go ahead and fill those buckets as you're achieving those credits, those required credits, if that makes sense. Yeah.
It does.
Yes.
I mean, it's another large university that offers all of those possibilities that you can expand your education well beyond musical theater. So that's amazing.
Exactly. Yes. So
tell us, everybody wants to know, when do they get on stage? What are the performance opportunities?
Oh, that's one of the top questions we get here. Each year, Tisch Drummer provides over 150 production opportunities for our students, and they range anywhere from one-night private staged readings all the way up to three, four-week full-scale productions here. We do a whole series of studio workshops. We also set up for our students independent directing projects, as well as support student-generated work. Again, since our population is so large, and we do have, though, all our partner studios and all of these spaces available, again, we produce about 150 production opportunities each year. And we see all of our production opportunities as an extension of our curriculum, meaning that we see them as learning and teaching and a continuation of your educational experience, not just this end goal of doing production work, but using it as an opportunity to grow and develop as a theater maker through this experience here. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the caveat to that. For our first year students, we ask that they wait 1 year before they're eligible to audition for departmental or studio productions. But that does not mean that you will not have a performance opportunity during your first year here. One thing to remember is that you are constantly doing in-class studio work, and it will be aligned, though, with performance opportunities. For example, let's say that you're working on a series of Chekhov scenes with the full intention of doing them for a public outside audience here in New York City at the end of the semester. So those performance opportunities are built in within your curriculum. Also, though, NYU is so large that there are other performance opportunities outside of Tisch Drama. There are a number of clubs and organizations that do produce theatrical work, which you're more than welcome to audition for. In addition, though, we're in New York City. There is always an opportunity for you to go ahead and find performance opportunities outside of Tisch Drama as well. The way I see it, too, when it comes to performance opportunities, the only way that you would not participate is that if you choose not to audition for anything at all, you will find that there will be more than enough performance opportunities for you as a Tisch Drama student. And again, the reason why we wait for the first year students to wait 1 year is because for many of our students, this is their first time being away from home for an extended period of time. You're moving to New York City. You're participating in this rigorous conservatory training program at NYU. You know, it'd be very unfair for us to ask you to be in classes all day long and then move into a rehearsal period from six in the evening till 11 or 12 o'clock that night when you can't even remember where your residence hall is. We want you to go ahead and embrace what it's like to be a student, what it's like to start your artistic training. We want you to learn how to use this training before we ask you to actually start producing work for us. We want you to embrace the NYU experience, what it's like to be a college student here in New York City. We want you to find your favorite bagel place. We want you to find your favorite coffee shop and the best slice of pizza here. We want you to figure out how the subway system works before we actually start stealing time away from you. Nice. So again, though, trust me, you'd be hard pressed not to find performance opportunities here.
Well, expanding on the idea of what the student life is like in an urban campus in New York City, you know, NYU is not a campus where there's a football stadium and green lawns.
No.
And This is an urban campus. If the closest thing you have to an urban camp or to a campus in Green Lawns would probably be Washington Square Park.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about student life, the dorm living situation, and sort of what it's like and what NYU does to help acclimate students into being plopped down in the middle of one of the most busiest cities in the world, when they could possibly be coming from, you know, a rural town in the middle of Kansas.
No, that's a very, very good point. I can confidently say that there is a very strong support system here throughout NYU as a whole, not only within the Department of Drama here, not only within your own studio, but you find colleagues and a cohort that you find comfort in and that you have things in common with. But NYU as a whole, though, too, is set up in such a way to go ahead and support our students, you know, in terms of making this major move to an urban campus. So in terms of our residence halls, we have several residence halls that are available, and for all of our new incoming students, they are available for all of them, and they're throughout campus, and each of them have their own different vibe. They are close to campus off of the Washington Square hub. I refer to the Washington Square as our quad. You know, you might not see people throwing footballs, but you'll see a lot of skateboarders, a lot of hacky sack players. With that being the main hub of the campus itself here, it is a strongly urban campus. It's very vibrant. We're in the heart of Greenwich Village here in New York City. You'll find that you'll have an NYU building, and then next door there will be a bodega, and then next door another NYU building, and then a dry cleaner, and then a tea shop, then another NYU building. We're one with the city. You know, NYU and New York City pretty much are one and the same here. And when you get to campus, you're very much aware that you're at NYU, but you're also very much aware that you're in New York City. I mean, it's very difficult to kind of determine, though, too. It's like, am I at NYU or is this New York City? Where does NYU end and New York City begin? And it's like, and you can't pinpoint that because they are one in the same. Mm-hmm. We work together, you know, and we thrive together, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not like we encroached upon New York City and NYU took over. No, we grew with New York City. Mm-hmm. Our Washington Square campus here in Manhattan is very, very distinct, though. You know that, okay, these are NYU buildings, regardless of the fact that there's this big violet NYU flag flying overhead. But also, it's just very exciting and vibrant in that way here. And that's something to think about, though, too, when you are thinking about schools, you know, and where you would like to apply. You know, what type of environment do you want to learn in? What type of environment do you want to grow in? You know, what serves you well? Do you thrive better in a smaller, more intimate environment? Or are you energized by the urban, you know, location? Are you looking for, as Tim said, like this full college experience, you know, the football games and the pep rallies? Or do you want to sing, dance, and act 24/7, you know, in the heart, you know, in the heart of the industry, you know? Do you want to be in the center of the universe, you know? Mm-hmm. And to piggyback off of that idea, what I find comforting, though, about NYU is that in terms of space and the location and the vibe, it is amorphic, you know? If you need that crowd, if you need to have that excitement in that urban environment, it's there for you. But if you need that alone time, if you need to be in a smaller group of three or four, you can have that. You know, you can find those opportunities through your clubs, through your colleagues, through the people that you're working with. If you need alone time, you know, go ahead and sign out a carol at Bope's library, our main library here. Or you know what? Start going to your favorite coffee shop on a regular basis mm-hmm. where it's quiet and you can get away, you know. Mm-hmm. But then when you're ready for a little bit more excitement, it's right outside the mm-hmm. door here. You know?
Right.
So, I mean, again, there is that choice and that fluidity.
Great. Well, Robert, I think we've reached a good point to stop today. We're going to continue on with part two of this episode soon. We're going to dive in a little bit more to the acting studios. I want to talk at our next one about the transition from NYU into the professional world and what you do to help set the students up for that as well. So thank you for joining us for today's episode. And listeners, make sure you come back and listen to part two of this episode right away.
Great.
All right.
Looking forward.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.